Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you not remember what happened yesterday because we're in the middle of Psalms and there's no combining storyline to make you remember from one day to the next?
I still don't remember what happened yesterday in Psalms other than it was a bunch of gratitude towards God for doing good shit. Yeah. And things like that.
It was
humbling Psalms. Yourself and blah, blah, blah.
And how great thou art. Or
Psalms,
whatever.
Psalms, and Psalms.
It was 22, 23, and 24.
Yep, that's what it was. And which Psalms are we reading today?
25, 26, and 27.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie. Oakley dokley, we are getting into Psalms.
Okay.
But before we start the Psalms that we're reading today,
yeah,
I meant to say something yesterday about Psalm 23 that I forgot.
Oh, to okay. Say. All right.
Do you remember the part about "I will fear no evil"?
Yes.
Psalm 23 was the lay me down in the fields and valley of the shadow of death and, you know, that thing.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so "I Will Fear No Evil" is also the book title of a book by Robert A. Heinlein.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite books ever.
Got it.
That's all. So If you haven't read it, you should read it.
Yeah.
If you're a sci-fi fan.
I think I read that one.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
I can't ever remember titles exactly, but...
It's the one where they basically took the brain of an old man who was dying and stuck it in the body of a hot chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then... it was the 60s, so she had sex with everybody.
Right, right. Yeah. It was Heinlein, so she had sex with everybody.
Yeah, because he was all about the free sex stuff.
Right.
Free sex, free love, everybody fucks everybody, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And, I mean, whatever, to each their own, I don't care.
Right.
But, yeah, it was a really great book, I think.
Yeah, no.
But then the question was, he kept hearing her still in his mind. And so the question was, even though he was now occupying that body, was she still there?
Got it.
With him?
Right, right.
And then at the end, somebody else died that they loved and cared about. And so it was like, did they also that other person in their mind then?
Right.
So it was a whole thing.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so anyway, moving on away from Psalm 23, we're getting into Psalm 25.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Of David.
Of David.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. But they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse.
Mm.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord.
Just your hope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember your... Don't forget, you're awesome. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways.
Don't remember that.
According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord.
Mm.
You are so awesome. Please don't remember all the times I fucked up ever.
Right, yeah.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. I'm a real piece of shit, Lord. Can you ever forgive me, please?
I have a question. Like, what if two people believed in the Lord and they both were asking for the same thing and then they were fighting each other because they didn't like each other?
Right.
How does that work out? Like, who gets the upper hand?
Maybe they both do. They both get an upper hand. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. That was too many pronouns, honestly. He and him and... Were you talking about the bad guy or the good guy or God?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He will spend his days in prosperity must be the guy, good guy.
Right.
Okay. And his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. His eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare.
Mm. Okay.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Lonely, lonely. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me.
Mm. But you know that you're asking for friendship from God because everybody else hates your ass. Like, it sounds like a very...
Maybe you're the problem.
Right, yeah. Like, you ever think of that?
Like, you should listen to some Taylor Swift music. Maybe I'm the problem, it's me, is written for you.
Right.
Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
Wait.
Me, me, me. I, me, me. Oh, and by the way... Bless the land.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Afterthought much.
Yeah.
That was awesome. All right, let's get into here and read notes. Some notes.
Right, right.
Read some notes. Psalm 25
yep.
is a prayer for guidance, pardon, and protection.
Okay.
Okay. And it starts out, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul."
Mm-hmm.
This psalm has the form of an acrostic Hebrew poem. And I looked it up. And guess what it spells?
What does it spell?
The alphabet again.
Again?
You know why? Because...
Is that all they knew back then?
Well, they used these as a way to teach children to read. So, kind of yes.
Okay.
Scholars date this psalm to the Persian period prior to Nehemiah, between about 539 and 445 BCE.
So these were like in the Hebrew primer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they took their reading and education very seriously.
Sure.
So, they didn't have somebody like DeSantis that was, you know, banning books and, you know, burning books and stuff, removing them from libraries. That Amanda Gorman, the poet, youth poet laureate,
right,
that spoke that poem at Biden's inauguration.
It's beautiful.
So beautiful. Her poetry has been banned in several Florida schools now.
I heard that. That's such a tragedy.
It's a travesty. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. It's her, whatever. I'm speechless, you know, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
that reminds me, your mom sent me this awesome book list. It was from the New York Times, and it was like 25 books to read this summer or something like that.
Yeah.
And, cause she knows I love me a good book list.
Right.
Well, I don't typically read the comments of anything ever, except for book lists, because a lot of times people will either comment on a particular book, and that kind of will give me an idea of what it's about, or, you know, just a thought on it. And the other thing that they will do is make suggestions of other books,
which,
again, I love me a good book list.
Yeah.
Well, at least a quarter of all of them were, unless you're in Florida, like, this list isn't for you. You know, good luck trying to read these if you're in Florida, that kind of thing.
Maybe we can just circumcise Florida.
Circumcise them. Yeah, they are the tip, right?
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's a, I guess, movedon.org is putting together a banned book wagon.
Uh-huh.
And they are going to be following DeSantis around the state and around the country and giving out free banned books everywhere he is.
That's awesome.
Right?
I approve.
Yeah. I was like, if I was going to give funds to anything, you know, I don't typically give to movedon.org. I don't know. They just seem a little loosey-goosey, but that is something I would consider.
Right.
Like, I love me some banned books. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, this psalm likely refers to the period when Absalom was heading the great rebellion against David, which it seems like most of them do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Honestly. But Psalm 25 is the third most sung psalm in worship services.
Huh.
Only Psalm 119 and Psalm 89 are sung more frequently.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and I started thinking, like, wait a minute, what about Psalm 23? No. Sung is the key word there, here.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Like, everybody knows Psalm 23, but that's the one that's usually uttered at funerals and stuff.
This is the one where they're like, pull out your book and pull up page Psalm 25 and sing along with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're still trying to flip through the book, trying to find it while everybody else
knows it by heart already.
They know it by heart.
I'm like, every time I've ever gone to a church service, I'm like, pull out your book and go to this page. And I'm like, wait, there's books there. Oh, there's a book. Okay. And they're already fucking singing.
They're already singing.
What the fuck is going on here?
And half of them don't even have a book and they're just singing.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus.
Like, there is nothing that makes you feel more stupid and judged.
Because right?
Why don't you already know this song, husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I think I've told this story before, but like, it was when I was in Scouts and, so it's not a song, but they used to do the Lord's Prayer all the time. I didn't fucking know what the Lord's Prayer was.
Right.
And so for the longest time, I was just like, "Hallelujah, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I just would mumble along.
Do you know it now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for the, yeah.
What is it?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the power, forever and ever.
Amen.
Yeah, whatever.
That was really good. I'm, like, so impressed. Because I also know it.
Right.
I don't know why I know it. Oh, I do know why I know it. Because when I was in elementary school, the music teacher taught it as a song. So he would, like, play this music, and it was very serious. And it was, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Bum, 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 bum.
But I rail against people who say that religion's not prominent in society. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm not even religious, really.
Right.
And I know that by heart. Why do I mean, like...
Why?
Why?
You didn't even try.
Yeah, I was forced to learn it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was, like, a church thing when I learned it in school.
Yeah.
But to this day, I remember singing that song. I know the tune and... Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. You know, it was like so, it was hardcore, and the piano was dun 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 dun, boom, 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 boom. Like, he played it hard.
Right.
He was rocking out.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know why we know it.
But we know, I know why I know it. I was in Scouts, so that was why I knew it.
I don't think we should have to know it.
I also know, what's the green guy name?
Green guy?
The,
Tom Green?
Is that his name?
I don't know.
The, America guy. Sings American songs, like, I'm really
proudly
proud to be American.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Yeah.
Lee Green.
Lee Green. That's what. Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood.
Jesus.
And I won't forget the man.
Yeah, I know that guy too.
Gave it right to me. And I'll okay, what they used to play that every 4th of July carnival where I lived overseas.
Yeah.
And it was a teeny tiny Air Force base that doesn't even exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play that at the Tops in Blue performance where, like, the traveling Air Force and military singers would come perform for us.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a free show. And the entire audience was just in fucking tears. And I was one of them. Well, because when you're overseas and your parents are military, it feels very heartfelt. You feel very, like, I am proud to be an American. And
yeah.
I'm proud to be here. And I'm proud of what we're doing, and we all are in this together. We all miss the States.
No, I got to admit, I mean, when I was in Scouts, I was in tears over that damn song, too, because Scouts is basically a precursor to the military, right?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
It kind of is. Not really, but it's like...
I don't think it's sold that way, but it kind of seems like it from what you told me.
It's one step removed. Like, a lot of the people I know went into the military, you know? Like, it's like...
You're all American,
good boy. It's grooming for the military, essentially.
Right.
But,
And grooming for other stuff, too, from what I've heard.
Yeah, from what yeah.
I mean, I heard, like, you know, wasn't one of your Scoutmaster guys?
Yeah, actually, it turns out that one of our Scoutmasters was a bit of a pedophile. Didn't know that until later, but yeah.
I saw this comedy show where this guy found out that his Scoutmaster was a pedophile, and the comedy in it was that his feelings were hurt that he was never singled out. And I'm like, that's kind of funny, not funny.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think you're missing anything. But he was like, it was a comedy. So he was, you know, this wasn't what the story was about.
Right.
This was just a thing in that. And so he kept saying, even the pedophiles don't want me. And I was like, I don't think that's how that goes.
Right, right.
It was one of those, like, you're not supposed to laugh at this, but he made it funny anyway thing.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, moving on. Psalm 26.
Yeah.
Of David.
Of David.
Mm-hmm. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life.
Wait, what do you need vindicated for then?
Right? That's what I was thinking, right? I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind, for your love is ever before me. And I walk continually in your truth. You know what? This guy clearly didn't know Job. Because if he knew Job, he would not be asking to be tested and tried.
Right, yeah. Be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm, you might lose all 10 of your children.
Right, yeah.
I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked.
Man, he's just got a boring life.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I'm like, well, so if you're not commingling with bad people, quote unquote, that means that you're also not helping them. So,
right.
You know, kind right. of fuck off.
Yeah.
I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes, but I lead a blameless life. Mm. Redeem me and be merciful to me.
Mm. Okay.
My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord.
Okay.
Okay.
He's like, I'm so good. I want you to test me and look at all this goodness that I do. And I'm so good. Look how good I am. I'm fucking good.
I'm the goodest.
Yeah. I'm the best good ever.
I knew some good people and they had nothing on my good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's kind of gross. This one is one of those Jesus-y ones where there's a lot of allusion to when Jesus was being judged.
Okay.
Like Pontius Pilate. I don't know if you're familiar with the whole Jesus sure. story, but Pontius Pilate was the one that judged him and
right
like basically he's like, the people chose, what could I do? And he could have stood up anyway because he was a corrupt judge.
Yeah,
like he it wasn't that he was corrupt, he like went with the crowd.
Sure
And he's like, I know better, I know that you're good, but the crowd voted against you, what can I do? I wash my hands of this. And so he's saying he washed his hands in innocence. You know,
yeah.
That's where the phrase "I wash my hands of this" comes from. Anyway,
gotcha.
But that line was in here in this psalm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let me hit my notes.
Okay.
But I just thought I'd put that out there because I read it and I didn't write it down as one of my notes. But then as I was reading it, I was like, "Oh, that line."
Yeah.
Okay. See, sometimes I just pick this shit up just by like glossing over it.
It's amazing to me how many colloquialisms are in the Bible that were so used to just saying and then like, oh, that's where it came from.
Yep.
And I never knew that until I've run across them as we've been reading.
Like, either, so. I wash my hands of this.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. So Psalm 27 is called "The Lord is My Light and My Salvation." And it starts, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
I don't know.
I mean, the devil's kind of scary.
Not right? really, though. God's kind of scarier than the devil.
You know what happened just now?
What happened?
I accidentally scrolled down to 27.
Oh.
That forget everything I just said.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. That was 27.
We do.
Yeah. Okay. So that was foreshadowing. And now we're back in the present.
Okay. Yeah.
Psalm 26 is called "A Protestation of Integrity."
Okay.
That's what it is. And it starts out, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity."
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm the best of the best. I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Scholars date this psalm to within the Persian period, which is 539 to 333 BCE.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And the elements of prayer and worship in verses 9 through 11 are likely additions by a later editor.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. The end.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much to it.
It was pretty short, comparatively speaking.
Yeah. Kind of boring.
Yeah, so to speak.
Sorry,
I washed my hands of this.
Yeah, we wash our hands of that one.
Yup.
Okay. Done.
Now we're moving on for realsies to Psalm 27
okay.
this time.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry about the pre-scroll
scrolling. It is what it is.
Yeah. Psalm 27 of David.
Yes.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Remember that? It's like every fucking one starts out like that.
No. It's just that I read that.
You said that already.
You're dumb. Whom shall I fear? Remember?
Yeah,
remember?
No, I got it now. Okay. I got it now.
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I mean, I don't know. Satan's pretty fucking scary. Got permission to kill Job's kids and fuck with them and give them leprosy and stuff. I'd be afraid.
I always question whether that was Job or whether that was Satan actually killing his kids, or if that was God killing them for the bet with Satan, though. I never really
got that for sure. He gave Satan permission to kill his kids.
Okay.
So right. Satan did it.
All right.
But with God's approval. Satan was given free rein to do whatever the fuck he wanted, except to cause bodily harm and kill him. And I guess leprosy just didn't fucking count.
So are those the, like when they do those body counts for the devil versus God, those are the 10 people that got, that Satan killed probably?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they always, like, there's these memes out there that have, like, God killed, you know, 1 billion whatever people, and then Satan 10.
Oh, yeah, I bet those are the 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that we know of anyways.
Sure.
Yeah. That, I mean, he was given permission to kill those specific 10, so.
Got it.
Yeah. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, wow. As happens.
Man, that's some really evil people.
When my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. I hope they do if they're coming to devour your flesh.
Right? Yeah.
Jesus Christ, who is coming to devour your flesh?
I mean, there was that one guy from a long time ago. What was his name?
Zombie?
No. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, well, when you said a long time
ago. It's like
a whole
army of Jeffrey Dahmers, you know?
Listen, when we are reading the Bible and you say a long time ago, I'm thinking Bible times.
I'm talking real time.
Okay. But anyway.
It's an army of Jeffrey Dahmers.
That is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies are scary, but asocial humans that just eat flesh, they're scarier to me than zombies.
Yeah.
Because zombies are, like, they can't help it. They are just the way they are.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Mindless, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear.
False.
Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. False.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, right. I might still go forth and do what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not going to do it without fear or with confidence. Because really, strength of character isn't about not being afraid. It's about doing the thing in spite of your fear.
Right.
To me.
Yeah.
That's what courage and strength of character really is you think through everything and do the right thing or the good thing or the hard thing, even in the face of danger or naysayers.
Right.
It's standing up in front of a group of all your friends like Neville Longbottom did. It's standing up in a group of all your friends are drinking and you tell the one person in front of everybody, you can't drive, you're drunk, give me your keys.
I feel like an army is not the place for altruistic war or fighting. It's more about, like, okay, let's take our army / Marines, whatever.
Okay.
Our training does its best to essentially brainwash those people to follow orders without question. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not anything to do with altruistic motives. It's about following orders to the T without question. Right.
Yeah, but you're talking about the military. I'm talking about individuals.
So I get it. I mean, you're talking about Neville Longbottom and how he stood up against his friends to right a wrong that he perceived was wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I feel like in the Bible, these people are, they use God as a reason to fear enough to fight. It's still brainwashing, right? It's still them telling you have to do this without question and here's why.
Right, but they're saying do it without fear. And I'm arguing with the Bible because I'm saying doing good and doing right has nothing to do with whether you're afraid or not.
Okay. Right.
So
got it.
I'm not agreeing with the Bible. I'm arguing with the Bible.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Sure.
And don't you agree?
I agree to an extent. I think that if you make somebody fear something else more than the fear that's coming, then you're not as afraid.
I'm not following. Give me an example.
So if you train somebody to be more fearful of their boss that's telling them you have to go fight those people that might kill you, but you're more afraid of your boss than the enemy, then you're not going to be as afraid of those people. So you're less afraid because you're more afraid of something else.
Okay.
It's a type of brainwashing. It's a type of conditioning, you know? Okay. So.
You're right. So I was thinking of, like, myself doing the right thing.
Yeah. No, at an individual level, what you're saying makes some sense. But I think that overall, as far as how war works and people work like that, it's they're not afraid because there's reasons they're more afraid of something else.
Got it. So it's not that they lack fear. They just have placed their fear elsewhere.
Right.
Okay. Got it. One thing I ask of the Lord.
One thing.
Just the one.
Yep.
This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in all the days of my life.
Okay.
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
A lot of these people want to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. I've heard that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're not even supposed to be allowed to see him.
Right.
From what I understand, so.
And you're not going to be in that inner circle.
Right.
Silly.
Yeah. That's like on ninth or something.
Yeah. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. You know, one thing that drives me crazy about these psalms is that from sentence to sentence, it changes whether he's speaking to the Lord or about the Lord.
Yeah.
He's like, the speaker is like, please, Lord, let me look at you. You're beautiful and awesome. And then he's like, oh, the Lord is great and he does goodness. And I'm like, that it doesn't track for me.
Right.
As a writer, it doesn't track for me.
Yeah.
Pick an audience and get there. That's all. All right. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. All at his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you. See what I mean? It switched from talking about the Lord to talking to the Lord.
Right, right.
Just from one sentence to the next.
Yep.
It drives me crazy.
Yep.
My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Mm.
Why did your parents forsake
you? Yeah, what happened there, man?
Did you eat them? I mean, honestly,
right.
why did they forsake
yeah,
you?
What'd you do? I feel like there's another story here.
Yeah, I kind of want to understand. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait. Take heart. Sorry, not take heart. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do it.
No.
Okay. All right.
Let's
talk about this.
So Psalm
27.
Yep.
Yeah. Psalm 27 is called The Lord is My Light and My Salvation. And it starts out, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Mm.
I'm like, well, scary things is...
Generally, where you should start with that, yeah.
You should always fear a fire if a fire is coming at you.
That, right? Yeah, that's legit, yeah.
A bear,
pretty scary.
Especially if it's coming to maul you.
Right, yeah.
Right?
That's always bad.
I would be afraid of. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I would be scared of a murderer, like that's running at me with a gun or a knife or something.
Yep, I'm scared of hornets. And
you are.
And stuff.
You are.
Yeah.
We should tell that story another time.
Right.
You left me.
I did. I ran for like a mile.
You ran.
Like, sprinted.
With me.
And the fucker kept following, too.
Yeah, that's why you kept running.
Jesus.
Okay, let's tell the story. We were going to tell it later, but tell it.
We stopped to go see a Civil War site on the way home from visiting my brother in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was wearing sandals and a skirt.
And we stopped to look at some placard on the way back from the site that we were at.
But it was a little bit of a hike.
It was a little bit of a hike,
and
yeah.
And so I was annoyed. But you I went annoyed, because I went. Love you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, unbeknownst to us, underneath this placard was some pretty big fucking either wasp or hornet or something. I don't mm-hmm. really know what the fuck it was.
It was one of those flying scary things.
But it was big and it was loud.
Yeah.
And that fucker came out and it wanted to like kill me.
And you ran.
I ran.
And you left me. And I was like trying to run in my sandals. I didn't even want to fucking be there. I'm not interested in Civil War memorabilia.
Right.
And I was chasing after you along with the buzzing varmint going, wait for me. Wait.
But they were right on us though, right?
They stayed with us the whole way.
That thing was buzzing right by me the whole time I was running for like a mile.
But it let me know exactly how you would be if a horde of zombies came after us.
That's not fair if a horde of zombie
You would throw me to the us. Zombie.
I would throw you to the hornets.
You did throw me to the fucking hornet. And you took off. It made me very sad. I knew where I stood in your heart that day. And then another time, there were zombies coming down from the sky.
Yeah.
And
we didn't know they were zombies at the time. We thought they were aliens.
We thought they were aliens because they were coming down from the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the end. And your brother was hanging out with us that day.
He was.
And I was like, let's go inside. And he was like, oh my God, yes, come on. And you were like, I will stand outside and watch. And you stood outside and watched. And I was like, this could be the end.
Well, yeah. Why? So, okay. All right. They need more backstory here. So there was four lights in the sky and they were like weaving and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And then they'd line up and then like it was nutty. It was like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? Like, are we being invaded? Like, we've really thought,
yeah,
like this is a fucking like alien thing happening here.
And they were coming down in parachutes. They were coming down.
Yeah. So, but before that though, when we thought they were aliens, I was watching and then I also ran over to the cops. I told the cop, like, that we lived in the town, like, the cop station was like right across the block from us. I was like, hey, there's like shit going on in the sky over here. You should go check it out. And so I was like all kind of freaked out. But we did a lot of Google searching because we were like, what the fuck is this? So we found out that there's this place down by us that does like haunted trails and stuff
like
that.
Don't say what the name is because I hate the owner of that place.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not going to say the name. But anyway, they had skydiving zombies with torches that night.
Mm-hmm, because it was Halloween time.
It was Halloween, yeah. So like that's what it was. But like it freaked us the fuck out.
And they did not tell like local people what was happening.
Yeah, so. No, I only found out what it was after like I found out that they had been somewhere else and I saw they were scheduled to be here. And it took a lot of Google searching to find it.
Yeah.
But like it was really scary.
But
yeah.
You were out there. You were interested in finding out what it was. And I was like, this could be the end. We need to spend our last few minutes together. And I was like, come inside. And you were having none of it.
No, I got to figure out what the fuck it is.
I know. At the price, you put me at arm's length. Just like you left me to the hornets.
Well, I mean, if we hide and the aliens come, I don't know where they're coming. Like, you know, you want to be as prepared as possible. I was trying to be as prepared as possible. To protect you.
Oh, it was about protecting me.
Well, yeah.
I call bullshit.
I needed to know where they were going.
Okay,
Where are the fucking, you know, aliens landing?
Every single time there's like a lightning storm or like a hurricane comes through the area.
A hurricane?
Okay, not a hurricane, but like if there's like really strong wind and we suspect there's a tornado coming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you down in the basement with me?
No, I'm watching.
Exactly. Your interest in watching and seeing or escaping is more than your interest in being with me during scary times.
I'm trying to watch to see what's happening.
That's what the fucking weather report is for.
But I
you're and that's not. You lie. You want to see it. You just want to see it. Tell the truth.
I want to see it.
But not because you want to know where it's coming from. And
well, I kind
of
do.
Okay, but not out of a sense of duty or wanting to like take care of your family. You just legit want to see it.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see aliens?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
I hate you so much right now. I'm just saying, like, you let me know where I stand. And it's in the basement by myself.
Right, right.
All
right.
The Lord is my light, etc., etc. It's thought by some that this may be a sequel to the preceding psalm.
Okay.
And scholars suggest that this psalm is a composite work by at least two authors and then brought together by an editor.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some scholarship contends that it may have originally even been two separate psalms.
Ah, which, okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't
it's
really.
It's not anymore, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
I just don't care about it enough. It was turned into a song called This Lord Is My Light.
Okay.
And I could only find a few different versions of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'll let you link this song, but it was these cute three white girls that sing about the Lord is my light. La, la, la. And I was very unimpressed because they were so cute. And when I hear about, like, the white girls that are cute, that love the Lord, I'm like, you have never wanted a day in your fucking life. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Right.
Because their voices are so cute. They're sweet and cute and sweet. So I'm a judgy bitch. I'm putting it right out there. The end.
Okay.
That's the end.
That's the end?
That's the end.
Okay, so that was Psalms chapters 25 through 27.
Those girls made me cranky.
And those girls made you cranky.
You know what? They could be the nicest people on the earth, and I just judge them, and I feel a little bad, but my God, they made me so cranky.
Yeah, and so tomorrow we'll be back with what?
With Psalms 28, 29, and 30, hypothetically.
Hopefully no more little white girls will make you cranky tomorrow.
They just, they made me so fucking cranky.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.